Look at that, right on time. What do we got for business?
Okay, gee, I mean, guess what I'm talking about tonight? There are no renewals tonight, so go over to the election process.
The election process.
And the date's coming
right up. Okay. Next week, September 20th, need to have your nominations in. We have at least one candidate for every position, president, vice president, treasurer, and secretary. Anyone that's interested in serving on one of those, please let me know by next week. We can get you on the ballot. And the first reading of the slate will be next Monday on the 20th. The second reading will be on the 27th. And the election will be on October the 4th. That's that.
Excellent.
Anything else for the good of the cause this evening?
Just to throw out there, we had the first maiden voyage of ship Lemur last Friday.
Yes.
Had about 100 views that first night, which is great. It gets put on the BHS YouTube channel this coming Friday, and also will be promoted in the Live Wire. That's the BHS sort of weekly newsletter that goes out for those newer folks that might not know about that. So it's basically going to be put out there for anyone in the country to know about and see. Just to be upfront and honest, the donations are not where I'd like them to be. And I don't know, we haven't really pushed that very hard. Like with the Christmas show, we sent a couple just follow-up emails and said, hey, if you haven't watched it yet, here's the link. And hey, also, don't forget, you can donate to us. So we'll do some of that here in the next week, because we're also going to reiterate to everyone on our distribution list that if they did not catch the debut this past Friday, they can see it again. And I think it was kind of a busy weekend. What with, I don't know, was there a game or something going on?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it wasn't we wanted to launch it in July, and then it became September, and then it was a week later in September. So all of our dates have gotten a little messed up in there. But we really want to make sure, really what we want is to entertain and for people to watch and see us. Yes, of course, we need to be able to sustain our mission financially as well. However, getting views and getting people to see how much fun we're having, that's sort of the main drive. So if you haven't already forwarded those emails that you received saying, here's the show, forward that to everyone that's on all of your personal email list. So that's your friends, your coworkers, your families, your whatever. Yes? Greg is not here. I believe that anyone who has sent that special link from our distribution list can still view it, I believe. It is no longer available for people to go out to our website and just find it that way. But anyone who has sent the link in the email, try that before you send it to everyone. But I believe that is still live and valid, and we're keeping it on our YouTube channel for those people until it gets put up on BHS, and then we'll redirect that.
It's still active last night.
Okay, perfect.
I got phone calls praising not only our production value, but the marketing scheme was just amazing.
I think we did a really good job with
all those.
That was me.
Very good.
Yeah, that was me. Yes, I found this cute little program where you can make quick little videos and put them together. And I think it worked pretty good. But then you're also able to just schedule them. So I just said 8 a.m. every day, and a new little video came out. Then I got a text right away from Jackie Schmillen, who just said she was loving it. It was so much fun. Thanks for letting me be a part of it. Trisha Arvanis, or Judy Ahoy, she sent a thing that just said it was a lot of fun. Jay Jacobson, who is Squid, the yeoman purser, right? He just said, thank you for letting me be a part of it. And I responded back, no, thank you. Brandon, our ship doctor, didn't know about it. So I sent him a text, said, hey, thanks for doing this. And he goes, who's it up? I'm like, that is, I watched it. So then he watched it. It was fun. And then Greg Millar, he's just always a fun little guy. He loves doing that kind of stuff. But I think I was just really taken aback by how well you all just like, I don't know, what am I trying to say, just kind of went along with the punch. You had no clue what the entire storyline was, why I asked you to dress up in a weird costume and go into Xanadu and all this kind of stuff. You just had to trust me and know that somehow the story was going to come together. And I thought it was really fun. It was fun to watch. The songs really came together well. your parents, I think, Elliot, that said, like, I mean, it was a, you know, nice show and everything, but they just couldn't believe, like, how well, like, all the camera work was done, just the production value of the show, just in general.
They didn't know that people were singing.
Yeah, they couldn't tell. We were just lip syncing, and so I mean, we did a really. I mean, Max did a great job editing that video and getting all that put together. Yes, Lana.
My grandkids had to explain to me why these notes is.
Well, it's kind of a pop culture thing. Yeah, what was that?
You were on a green screen.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Nice. Yeah, it was very fun. Did you get to see the video? Perfect. So yeah, I think what was the real kicker for me that I knew that okay, this is probably gonna work is that both of my kids, you know, 8 and 5. Sat and watched the entire show and didn't like wiggle, squirm, or get bored. In fact, now I got a son who won't stop singing The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Little 5-year-old guy that just keeps saying, and he only knows one line. He just keeps saying, in the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the mighty jungle. And just over and over and over again. But hey, that's good stuff. Anything else out there? Yes, John.
Are you an old timers? Nadine Skinner just passed away. John Skinner was her husband. He was a staunch member for a long time. But she was 101 years old.
Oh, wow.
A little bit since Sunday's paper.
Thanks. Very good. Thank you. Anything else? Anybody?
That concludes the business meeting.
All right. See you back in 10, everybody.